I think just going out there for practice, you know, helps me out a lot. You know, learning from these guys, you get a different bunch, a lot of looks, different things going on throughout the game, so you get to adapt and learn from it. You go into meeting rooms and get to adjust, you know, in that standpoint as well. So I think I've been able to, you know, adapt and adjust week by week.
Dorian, you ever heard of the rookie well? Have you heard of that before?
Yeah, I heard about it from a lot of different people, and even when I got here. They always say it's probably like a myth. There's no such thing as a rookie wall. I played, I seen something like 1,230 snaps, or whatever it was. It was a lot. And I feel fine, I guess.
I was going to ask you, I think you're second in the league total with snaps.
Yeah, I lost my one to Tyrann Mathieu. It was crazy. I didn't know I played that many snaps, honestly, so I was just shocked. You know, it's a blessing, you know, to be able to go out there and play and be healthy.
When you see that, though, do you ever expect to play that much when you got drafted, thinking, hey, I'm going to be the second most played guy in the league?
I thought I was going to play, but I didn't know it was going to be this much. But that was one of the things that was shocking for me. Like, I had that many amount of players.
You guys, as far as the secondary goes, you can force Alex Smith to make some mistakes, can't you?
For us, we just got to work on our technique, just play our type of ball. You know, an opportunity presents itself, and you have to attack it. So, you know, it's not us trying to force him to do anything, just going to play our game. And if God allows it to happen, the turnovers come our way, we just got to capitalize on it.
You guys have been so good at stopping big plays. It seems like this team thrives on big plays. Defensively, you can prevent the big play, you got a really good shot to win, don't you?
So for us, that's what we always, you know, harp about, you know, limit the big play. You know, if they don't get a lot of big plays, they don't get the momentum that they want. And for us, that's just us working on our technique, just doing our job, understanding who we have around us, you know, where our help is at all times, and be able to allow us to play our game.
Guy like you, competitive, you looking forward to facing Tyreek Hill? I mean, you maybe shutting him up?
Yeah, I mean, that's an explosive, dynamic guy. You know, I've seen him for some years now, watching him, you know, when I was in college, about how dynamic he was. You know, in the special teams game, wanted to do the things he did special teams-wise, and offensively, how he can take the top off, or he can catch a bubble, catch a snap, whatever it may be, and go to distance. So it's going to be fun going against him, because it's a guy that I've seen and admired a lot when I was in college.
Got one more for you. What were you doing in 2008, last time his teammates class? Where were you at? What were you doing?
2008? Shit, I was in the seventh grade, probably playing Pop Warner. I was playing Pop Warner football, basketball, you know, all the stuff kids was doing, you know, just running around, having fun. That's when I think You're a Jerk came out, that song. I was probably doing that dance. So that's what I was doing in the seventh grade.
In January 2004, the last time this franchise won a playoff game?
2004? 2004. I was at home, you know, playing. What was out? 2004, I had a PlayStation 2. Was probably playing Def Jam, Vandana, Fight Night. I don't know if Grand Theft Auto San Andreas was out, but I was probably playing that, and then all the NBA 2K games.
It was. I had a copy.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was doing then. I was playing San Andreas, Grove Street.